At Morwellham Quay, they also have facilities for schools. So they have a schoolroom which is recreated in Victorian period, and the kids have to dress up in the right clothing, and the teacher stands there and has a ruler and hits their knuckles if they don't behave properly, and they have to sit up straight, etc. There's also someone who shows how they used to make barrels, which is quite interesting. There's the chap that does the assay, you know, to test the quality of the copper and the tin that's brought out from the mine, the assayer. There's also a room where you can go and everybody can get dressed up. And that is really fun because you can choose what you wear, and all the students in your group can be dressed up. The teachers get dressed up, and the kids just love it because they see them in these long dresses with big hats and everything. And the men, particularly, they look really funny because their hats are very tall and thin, and they have a well, the clothes of the period. So you must get your photograph taken as a complete group. It's worth it. You have, I think you'll find on a program that you will have times for doing certain things, because if there are other groups in at the same time, they alternate them so that somebody goes down the mine, somebody's in the schoolroom, somebody's getting the costumes on. What else have they got? I don't think they'll be doing it at this time of the year, but they also do a demonstration of how ropes were made for boats and things like that. And there is a boat on the river that used to go up and down with timber, and was, you know, it worked up and down the River Tamar. And of course, Morwellham Quay is on the Devon side of the river. On the other side is Cornwall. So the River Tamar is the boundary between Devon and Cornwall. And Morwellham Quay is where it is, and of course it had access then to Plymouth and the sea, so it could take stuff that way.